Friends, go ahead, take a seat. We've got a wonderful Christmas Eve service planned for you tonight, but we will be having communion offering will be brought to the front during that time. We will not be dipping because there are plenty of germs going around in our communities. Amen? Amen. So more instructions will come during that time, but we invite you to still your hearts, prepare to raise your voices in song, and hear once again the story of the birth of our Lord. Friends, would you pray with me? Almighty God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that we can once again gather here tonight as we remember your birth and everything that it means for us even here 2,000 years later. God, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds this evening as we remember your great love and joy, the hope that it brings us, the faithfulness that it inspires us to. God, we give you thanks, and we ask that you be with us now and forevermore. And all the people said, Amen. I'd go ahead and invite our first reader up this evening as we begin our service.
Genesis 3, verses 8 through 15 and 17 through 19. Listen to the story of the people of God and hear the song of salvation bringing the book of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? He said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I have commanded you not to? The man said, The woman who you gave to be with me, she gave me a fruit from the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent tricked me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. She will strike your head, and you will strike his heel. And to the man he said, Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree about which I have commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return.
Friends, we ask you to stand as you are comfortable and join us in our first hymn, Come Thou, Long Expected Jesus, which can be found up on the screens or in your hymnal on 196. We'll sing verses 1 and 2.
Thank you. And so the story continued. Even with the passing of every new generation, the light of hope stayed lit. Listen as we read again from the book of Genesis. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Friends, we invite you to stay seated as we sing our next hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. We can find this on page 211 of your blue hardback hymnal or up on the screens. We'll be singing verses 1, 2, and 6.
From the age to age, the people watch for the redemption of God. Listen as the prophets speak, and we read from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will be established and uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
We invite you to reflect on these words spoken as we listen to a piano arrangement given by Michael Walsh Levi. Listen once again to the words from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Friends, we invite you to stand as you're comfortable and join us in our next song, What Child Is This?, which can be found on 219 in your blue hardback hymnals or up on the screens. We'll be singing verses 1 through 3.
Our next lesson comes from the book of Luke. Listen as we remember the words of the messengers of God. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and in his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her.
We invite you to ponder these words as we are blessed by a rendition of O Holy Night by Allison Swanson and Amy Champagne.
Thank you.
Hear the good news as we remember the birth of Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
We invite you to stand as you're comfortable and join us in our next hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It'll be up on the screens or in your blue hardback hymnal on 240, verses 1 and 2.
And the blessings of God continued as the good news began to be spread to all the earth. Listen as we continue from the book of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger.
Friends, we invite you to stay seated and join us in our next hymn, The First Noel. You can find it in your hymnals on 245, and we'll sing the first verse. Even from afar there were those who searched for the promise of God. Hear now the words from the book of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who was born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Friends, join us as you're comfortable in singing our next hymn, "We Three Kings," which can be found on page 254 of your hymnal or up on the screens. We'll be singing verse 1.
And so that we beheld the Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the world, listen as the author of the book of John weaves a song of the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, who gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, and the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
It is no different today than it was 2,000 years ago, except for the fact that maybe you have a supercomputer in your pocket. Amen? Amen. Friends, if you don't know, this is the part where you get to heckle the pastor, okay? Okay. It is no different today than it was 2,000 years ago, especially as we hear this story again. How many times in this story were there unexpected interruptions or impossible tasks and requests being asked? How many daily tasks were there to keep up with, let alone finding peace in an uncertain and chaotic world? How many of those ring true to you tonight? How many of you expected a blizzard to come through this week? Some of us, right, if you're listening to the news. How many of you have been battling illnesses coming through your house like I like to enjoy telling? You all know, maybe some of you do, maybe some of you don't. I have three kids. Do you know what I affectionately call them? My beloved little germ magnets. Impossible tasks. Unexpected detours. Friends, it's been an interesting month, hasn't it? Take a moment, turn to the person next to you. What has been unexpected about this time? If you're listening online, go ahead and type it in the comment section. But I'm serious, this is not a rhetorical. Turn to your neighbor. What has been unexpected this past month? Ready? Set? Go. It has been a crazy Advent season with the weather, the stuff that you have to do to get a perfect Christmas. If Mary's impossible task was to bear the Son of God, my impossible task is keeping my children out of their stockings before Christmas. And yet, God is present. God comes into the world. The Spirit is still among us. See, because of all of those things that you had to do on your to-do list, I don't need you to out yourselves. How many of you got them done? Every single one of them perfectly. Of all of those things on the to-do lists, perhaps this one that we find in the story is the most important. All we have to do, all God is asking us this season, is to be open to the possibility of joy and love and hope. It's a heavy lift, isn't it? Amen? And yet, that's it. You don't have to move mountains. You don't have to save the world. You don't have to lift anything on your shoulders. All God is asking us to do, much like God was asking Mary and Joseph to do, is to make room for what God is doing. Because I don't know about you, but Mary was experiencing the same things that we experience today, the same emotions, the same worries, the same concerns. Just pick whichever one you want. You can flip on the news and have the pick of all of them. And yet, all God is asking us to do is slow down and maybe imagine what graciousness might look like in the world today. If the coming of the kingdom of God is measured in lifetimes, Perhaps, perhaps. The growth of brightness of intensity of our hearts is measured moment by moment. How many of you have ever gone on a long journey before? A few of you, right? What's the first thing that you have to do? Pack, right? How big's your suitcase? Like this big? This big? This big? The only thing that you have to do first is what? Open it up. And then put one piece of clothing in and another piece of clothing in. And then eventually when your suitcase is packed, all you have to do is take one step. And then another. And then another. And eventually you find yourself to the door, maybe the car, maybe the plane or the train, or who knows. But this ties in to what God was asking Mary and Joseph to do. One thing at a time. One moment at a time. I mentioned that it's been impossible keeping my kids out of their stockings. And I promised I wasn't going to rail against it too much. But if you don't have anything to tell you, you are human, that is one thing that I could give you. And yet, it was the graciousness and wisdom of my wife telling me, don't cancel Christmas while you're angry. Right? Don't cancel Christmas while you're angry. At least calm down a little bit. Because in a moment like that, all God was asking me to do was slow down. Listen. Make some room for love and grace in your heart and see what happens. Don't worry, friends. I texted her quick today. I said, don't worry. The kids can have the presents, I guess. But my soul feels lighter. There's a little bit more brightness in the world, in my world, because of it. So, friends, whatever you're dealing with, whether it's the struggles of trying to fit in a crazy schedule during the Advent and Christmas season, or even wondering how you're going to get through the school year, or whether you're shouldering the heavy things in this world, longing for a better place, or you're squeezed under inflation or debt or worry or anxiety, all God is asking us to do in this moment, make some room in your hearts. Trust that all will be well, that God is good. Because, friends, I've seen it more often than not. All is well. God is good. And not only that, but the Spirit of the Lord is present. Amen. Amen. And so, friends, at this time, we're going to take communion. Have I mentioned thank you for braving the cold yet this evening? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, this is a time for Holy Communion. It's a time where we remember that not only is God present with us, not only are we present with each other, but that God's love surrounds us, and that all people are welcome here. Friends, this isn't my table. This isn't the table of the United Methodist Church. This is the table of the living and incarnate God. And you are loved, and you are welcome to join us in this simple meal. If you don't feel comfortable coming forward and taking communion, that's okay. We should have some prepackaged in the back. Like I said, I've got a couple germ magnets at home. We totally understand. If you don't feel like you can take communion today, but you still want to be a part of this meal, then simply come forward with your hands crossed and we'll give you a blessing. Because if you leave today without knowing that you are loved, then we've done something wrong here. As I mentioned before, we'll have two stations up here. Everyone will file through the center and then off to the side. We will give a cube of bread, and you will take a cup, and be reminded that God loves you. But friends, this is the truth. God loves you. Have I said it enough? God what? God loves you. And you are welcome at this table. So, friends, we invite you to lift up your voices and join us in communion. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing. Friends, would you pray with me? Almighty God, we give you thanks. We give you praise, knowing that it was you who came down to us, knowing that 2,000 years ago, you revealed yourself in grace and in humbleness. God, thank you. Thank you that you are with us even today, that you have never left us, and that you will be with us now and forevermore. We give you thanks for your birth, for your life, your teachings, for the love that you shared between your disciples and all of us. And we give you thanks for the night you offered yourself up for us through your suffering and your death and your resurrection. God, may it be so. May that same love and grace be in our hearts tonight and throughout the coming year. And all the people said, Amen. And so, with all the saints who have gone on before, all the faithful here gathered both near and far, and all of those who are yet to come, I invite you to lift up your voices in an old Christmas hymn. I think it's in your bulletins if you want to look in the middle of them. I invite you to lift up your voices with us as we sing the unending hymn. Holy is our God, and blessed is the Son, Jesus Christ. Friends, I invite you to remember the night which Christ gave himself up for us. On that night, he took the bread. And bringing it to his disciples, he blessed it, and he broke it. Giving it to them, he said, take this and eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this as often as you can in my memory. And in the same manner, after the meal had ended, he took the cup and he filled it with the fruit of the vine and said, take this and drink. This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you can in my memory. And so, in memory of these mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we too may be born into this great love as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Friends, would you pray with me once more? Almighty God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, on these simple gifts of bread and cup, that they might be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Lord, make us one with you, one with each other, and one in ministry to the whole world, until you come again in grace and in glory. And all the people said, Amen. So friends, I invite you to pray with us the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Friends, at this time I would invite those helping with communion to come up. But this is the table of the Lord, and all are invited here. As we share communion with one another, we will be playing some hymns. You can find them up on the screen. You should know most of them. But friends, have I said it enough? God what? God loves you.
Thank you.
people said? Amen. Friends, God loves you. God loves you infinitely, and I hope you never forget that. If you don't have a candle with you, go ahead and raise your hand, and the ushers will help you out. However, now is the time for us to light candles with the light of Christ and remember that there is hope, even in the midst of despair. Friends, if you have a candle, go ahead, lift it up. I'm going to take a candle. I'm going to come down the middle. If you want to share the light of Christ with one another, remember, unlit candles need to light off of the lit one. Unlit candles need to light off of the lit one, okay? All right. Friends, I invite you to stand as you are comfortable as we dim and turn off the lights. The rest of this month and through the rest of the year. As you go out, please stay warm as best as you are able. If you don't have anywhere to go or if you want some fellowship, there is some soup downstairs. But friends, thank you for spending this evening with us. Merry Christmas. Enjoy one another's company, enjoy the family and the reunions, and above all, God loves you. Amen? Amen. Friends, go in peace and enjoy this season. Tonight, our service is ended.